Welcome back, everyone. I'm Simon Severino, your personal business coach. And I want to share 9 power moves that move you from being a price taker to being a price maker. Today, power move number 4. What can you do to increase brand trust? And why do we do this channel? Why am I showing up here for you? Because I want you to live the sprint life, a life on your own terms, where you get to do what you want to do every day without compromise, with full integrity, being who you are and what you are here to be, and not compromising, really picking the right people, the right projects to say yes to, and also having the margin to say no to all people and to all projects that are not in full integrity with who you are. That's the sprint life. And today we want to shift you from being a price taker to being a price maker. How can we do that? Power move number 4. I've been doing these things with 21 years in 14 countries in 16 plus industries. The 9 power moves that I'm sharing here, they are proven to work. Today, power move number 4 is around brand trust. What can you do so that your personal brand or your brand really has more trust, and so it's easier for people to buy from you? Let's learn from some of the best in the field. What can you do to decrease buyer risk and increase buyer trust? Let me give you an example. I run with audiobooks in my ear every day, and when something touches me, I can stop and make a clip of that moment, and then it asks me, do you want to upload it on Twitter, on socials? Now, if I do that, imagine your friends doing that. Now you are increasing the brand trust of Audible and of that book in this case, because you would see, oh, Laura is listening to Tony Robbins' book. So you are increasing the brand trust into Tony Robbins, because if Laura is listening to it, maybe it's a good book. And then also into Audible, because, oh, seems to be a good way to listen to books. So next time when you are in the Apple Store and you see different softwares that you can listen books with, you might click on Audible because you're thinking that Laura is using it. So those are things that you can do. How can you show that there is magic happening inside, but people outside don't see it? So how can you make it visible? In the grocery store, right? There is a new cheese. Hey, do you want to try this new cheese? What is the taster that you can build? This is what we are working on with our clients. What is the magic that happens when I work with you? And what's the smallest taster we can make them experience right now, immediately? Another example is Visa. Because some of you right now go, but Simon, I don't have time to build a brand trust. Well, maybe you don't have. Then we have to work with you on freeing up 10 to 12 hours per week so that you can work on your business, not just in the business. But let's say you don't have the time. So what you can do is making your work more visible. Ask for client testimonials. People want to hear other clients talking about your brand, not you talking about your brand. So when you have other people talking about your brand, you can shortcut that brand effect. And the second thing to shortcut the time is you can partner up with brands, with platforms, with communities that already have that brand trust. And so that halo effect works also on your offer. If you create a win-win-win situation with a tech platform, a community, somebody who has an audience, an influencer, a radio station, a podcaster that already has the audience that you're looking for, then you can use their brand trust. So hope this helps. This was power move number 4, and make sure you get informed when power move number 5 comes out in a couple days by hitting the subscribe and the bell notification button so that you get power move number 5. If you have any questions, you can catch me on X @SimonSeverino. Keep rolling.